Let's sing that. Shall we? Pitch 49. Take the name of Jesus with you. Let's turn our attention to him if we haven't done so already. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let's have the guests. Let's sing that third verse for them, all right? Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills our souls with joy.
We worship you, Lord. We pray. Did you ever play the game I Spy, I Spy? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? Is that too old for you guys? Not cool enough? You were young enough once upon a time. You play I Spy something in this room that is... fill in the blank, right? It's a lot of fun guessing, especially when you're kids, you know. Warmer, colder, red hot, ice cold. Right? Have you played that? Well, you know, I knew a family that played a very interesting game. And it's their own little version of I Spy, I Spy. I think this would be a great game for camp. And you know what it was? Listen to this. I spied Jesus today. Where? And they would go around their dinner table. We heard, I guess it was our brother David, talked about having family worship after dinner. Well, what this family would do at dinner time is they would go around the room and ask each one of the children, did you see God somewhere today? Did you see him at work? And, you know, of course, sometimes the little ones would say, you know, I saw the clouds. I'll never forget when I was in kindergarten. I was 5 years old. It's amazing. some things you just remember. Anybody have any memories from back then? Just some things that are indelibly etched in your mind. I'll never forget walking down, I don't even remember the name of the street now. But I was walking from our house to school. I think it was Ramsey Avenue. And it was a straight shot. It was only a couple of blocks to the grammar school. And you know, in those days, you could kind of walk to school a little bit more safely by yourself, although my mom would kind of sit out there and just kind of watch me until I popped in. But I'll never forget, one day I was walking to school, I was 5 years old, you know, your theological reasoning isn't necessarily, well, sometimes it's pretty profound what we hear from little kids, isn't it? But I remember looking up at the sky, and there was sort of a grayish cloud, you know, kind of like we had today. Wasn't that an interesting weather today? I was sitting talking to someone at home, an uncle who's having a birthday today. He said, how's the weather up there? I says, well, you know, it's really unusual. I'm sitting here on the porch. I'm looking down the lake. The sun is shining. It's beautiful. But behind me, I hear thunder. It was a very odd thing, you know, that was going on. But, you know, the mountains and all, we have that. But I looked up, and there was sort of a grayish cloud. But it was one of those very typical gray clouds with a silver lining, because behind it was the sun, and it was shining out. And just for some reason in my little five-year-old heart, I looked up there and it made me think of Jesus. And I guess I have to give my parents and Sunday school teachers credit, because I just looked up there and I said, Jesus, I love you. And when I came home that day, you know, kids, you know, didn't think anything of it, you know, I'm talking to my mother and said, you know, I told Jesus I loved him today. Kind of like riding home in the van from VBS. Mom, I asked Jesus into my heart today. Just out of the blue, out of nowhere. Well, you know, it was like a sight of God. And I bring this out because we talk so much about the presence of the Lord. We hear that here. The presence of the Lord. 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 Well, let me ask you this question. Do you look for him? Do you look for him? I mean, after all, if we want his presence, I mean, do we just expect that it's going to kind of happen? Well, you know, I'm at camp, so, you know, I guess, you know, I'll get zapped some point in time or whatever. You know? Or do we look for him? It's like, we heard it, just didn't spur this thought, but, you know, like the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul after thee, O God. You see, David was looking for God. David had a heart for God. David wanted God. Why? One of the reasons why God called him a man after God's own heart. I believe if you kind of take that literally, is because David pursued God. David wanted God. He wanted to know him. He wanted to have fellowship with him. Remember when David used to go in and sit in front of the ark? Have you read that in the Bible? Where he would go and sit in the presence of the ark? Do you realize how unusual that was? Can anybody tell us why that was unusual for David to go and to sit literally in the presence of the ark? That was restricted territory. You know, it was funny. I was driving around the lake today, and I decided to come back the long way. the long way, the slow, long, winding way. I was surprised at how many signs, private property, stay out, members only, must have ID. I said, who in the world's going to drive around this side of the lake to jump in on your rocky beach? If they're going to go anywhere, they're going to come to Pilgrim Camp, where there's a nice... Two sweet ladies took a wrong turn and ended up in here the other day. And she said to me, I'm lost. Can you help me? I said, yes, you took a wrong turn, didn't you? She said, but this place is really nice. I said, and it's even better right now because we're going to dinner. But private property, keep out, you know? And as I was driving, you know, along around the lake, and I says, boy, oh boy, what in the world is all this about? You know what? I lost my train of thought completely. I'm so much fun talking about these two little old ladies. But, you know, talking about wanting God, looking for Him. Oh, my point was, you know, you really have to go looking for some of those places. You know, they're way off. And I mean, the road is so narrow. You know, it was funny because another car was coming the other way. And I don't know who it was. Maybe it was somebody who lived there. But they looked at me like, what are you doing on this road? I looked at them. What are you doing on this road? And we had to kind of work by slowly. But, you know, sometimes the Lord says, you know, I'm here, but I would like you to look for me. I'd like you to be a little bit interested and take a look. There's a song that I love. It's got some theological issues again, I think. But there's a beautiful last phrase that talks about God in the shadows, keeping watch over His own. It's a song, Once to Every Man and Nation. But it talks about God in the shadows, keeping watch over His own. How often do we look for God? Do you look for Him? Do you see something? I mean, we don't worship nature, but we worship the God who made it. Does it direct your attention to God? Do you, right? You know, if you're a little bit afraid, what do? Do you hug each other and huddle in the middle of the canoe? Maybe you did that too, I don't know. Or do you turn your attention to the maker of heaven and earth, the one who said to the storm, knock it off, be still. Right? Sure. We turn our attention to Him. What a marvelous thing. What a marvelous thing as we go through our day, as we go through our days, to look for Him. Look for Him. Look for Him. You'd be surprised. You might find Him in some unusual places. You might see that all of a sudden it's like, wow, you really were there. How often we ask God, where are you? I think sometimes God responds, I'm right here. Are you looking? Are you paying attention? Open your eyes and you'll see me. Well, let's sing about that, shall we? I believe it's page 116, if I'm not mistaken. 115. Open my eyes that I may see. Let's pray that the Lord will do that for us. Open the eyes of our soul to see Him better. To see His truth, the truth in His Word. Open my eyes. Glimpses of truth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All together. Ready? 115. Open my eyes that I may see. Glimpses of truth.
Open my ears, illuminate.
Fellas, gentlemen, let's ask the Lord to do that for us. Let's ask Him to do it right now. You know, I don't like to just sing these songs and let them go. This is a prayer. Oh, that our eyes would be open, that we might see, our ears that we might hear, and our mouth that we might bear gladly this warm truth everywhere. Do it for us, Lord. Do it for us, Lord. Jesus, you ask Him. You ask Him, Lord Jesus, oh Jesus, open my heart, oh Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise you, Jesus. Oh God, wondrous thing that Thy law, open my ear, let my ear. Praise the Lord, praise. Let's sing yet page 56 in our white books, shall we? My sheep know my voice. My sister kind of referenced this. I'm surprised I had the book open already. It's nice when we hear the Lord's voice. We understand, we recognize it, and we obey it. And we obey it. My sheep know my voice, page 56. Together.
My sheep know my voice and the path that I take. They follow wherever I go. My sheep know my voice and come at my call. But a stranger's voice speak they my own. My sheep know my voice.
One of them, for I.